start again. Okay. Okay, so Nachamol. So Nachamol over here. So he's not really explicit. We have to just leave and do the best that we can. Hakodach, I turn all the pages. What happened to all the pages over here? Mm-hmm. What? Where are we over here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just do the best that we can over here. We sing over here the Shvelas Halod. Shvelas Halod, Behar Lod, Umbeis Charon, Heim Aliyam, Heim Shleisha, Chalaka, Shalai, Vahayadin. Shvelas Halod, the lowland of Lod, has the same status as Shvelas Hadorim. The Kol's man shaichal b'shvelas hadorayim oichal b'shvelas halod. The har shall shvelas halod. The mountain of shvelas shall shvelas halod. The mountain of shvelas halod. The oichlim kol boy kol's man shaichlim b'har hamelach. Okay, so we're saying over here we have the shvelas halod. You're allowed to eat even though shvelas halod is a region called Eiver Hayarden. You're allowed the zman biur. You're allowed to eat in shvelas halod as long as you're allowed to eat in the shvela. And the mountain of the shvelas halod, the mountain of Shvelas Halod, which is not showing you where it is, you're allowed to eat as long as you can eat in the Har HaMelech. Here's the Har HaMelech. Okay, then it goes on to say, HaHar Shalva Vegemek, VaShvelas Halod KeShvelas Hadorayim, VaHar Shalva KeHar HaMelech. Its mountain has the same size as Har HaMelech. As long as you eat in the Har HaMelech, VaHar Shalva Halod, Oichlim Bokozman Shalva Har HaMelech. Okay, then Mibes Choroin VaAd Hayom, and the base Choroin until the Yam is Medina Achas. What does that mean? The Cholzman Shalokola Lechay Me'achas Me'amakamos Shebeinehem. All of these locations. So it's saying Eve Hayardin. The Cholzman Shalokola Lechay Me'achas Me'amakamos Shebeinehem. Yochol Kol Anshe Agvul Ahu Lechol Al Yidei Amakam Ho'acher Shalokola Bo Lechay Me'asodeh. From base Choroin, here's base Choroin, all the way until the Yam. As long as you can find food somewhere in this vicinity, even if you cannot find food, in another part, it's okay. If the Zman Bi'ur has not yet arrived. That's the whole Mishnah. It's very simple. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, I think it's pretty simple. Okay, we got the Mishnah down. Shalosh aratzos labi'ur. There are three lands of Bi'ur. Basically, he said, as long as there's food available in one section. If there's food available in one section, and you in that land, then you're allowed to store food in your home. You do not have to dispose of it. Shalosh aratzos labi'ur. Yehuda, the Eiver Hayarden. Shalosh aratzos labi'ur. Shalosh aratzos labi'ur. Yehuda nevayaden hagel. Yehuda nevayaden Yehuda. And Eiver Hayarden and the Galil. 1, 2, 3. Okay, three lands. Yehuda, Eiver Hayarden, and the Galil. Right? You have Yehuda, Eiver Hayarden, and the Galil. Three different lands. If somewhere in this region there is food to be found in the field, you're allowed to keep it in your house. But you do not allow to keep it in your house if you only can find food in a different region. Each one of these regions is separate, is distinct. Is that clear?
Correct.
Okay, so these are the three lands. Shalosh Aretzes Labi'ur, Yehuda, Evayayim HaGalil. Shalosh Aretzes L'Cholachas V'Achas. Each one of these three lands is subdivided into an additional three lands. The Galil, Evayayim, and Yehuda, each one is divided into three different lands. Shalosh Aretzes L'Cholachas V'Achas. Galil, Ha'Elyon, V'Gil HaTachnen, V'Emek. So now let's discuss the Galil. The Galil, we have three parts. The Galil Elyon, Gil HaTachnen, and the Emek. Okay, the Galil Elyon, the Galil Tachtein, and the Emek. Galil is divided into 1, 2, 3. The Kfar Hananya Ulamalan, the Kfar Hananya Kol She'enoi Megadol Shikmin, is called the Galil Ho'elyon. If you cannot grow over here, Shikmin is Galil Elyon. Okay, then, the Kfar Hananya Ulamatan, Kol Shehu Megadol Shikmin, from the Kfar Hananya Lamatan Kol Shu Megadol Shikmin is called the Galil HaTachtoin. Utchum Tveria, and then there's something called the Tchum of Tveria, that is called the Emek. Tchum Tveria is going to be called Ha'emek. Good?
Yeah.
Then we come to the Yehuda, there are three parts. There's the Hahor, the mountain, Hashved, the lowland, and Ha'emek in the valley. Okay, Yehuda has three parts. There's the mountain region, the Har, there's the Shvela, and there's the Emek. You see the dotted line? The Emek goes until here. The Shvela goes here. And there's the Har. These are the three parts of Yehuda. As long as food can be found in the field in one section, even though it cannot be found in a different section, you're allowed to eat. in each one of these sections. But now we come to Eva HaYadin, which will be the most complex, because the Eva HaYadin is going to be a degree of overlap. Yeah?
Overlap.
You seem to be totally, totally...
I'm here.
What?
I'm here.
You here?
Sure.
Okay, now, when we come to think about the... We come now to think about the... Uvi Yehuda, we come to Eva HaYadin... Shvelas Lod, the lowland of Lod, has the same status as Shvelas Hadoroim, like the lowland of the Dorim. As long as you can find food in the Dorim, then you're allowed to eat in the Lod. Even though the Shvelas Hadoroim is not part of the region of Eved Hayarden, this is what the Rav is saying. The Rav is being mechadesh that Eved Hayarden is an overlap, even though generally there's one region. But when you're in the Shvela Salud, if you can find in the Shvela, you're allowed to eat in the Lud. Even though really Eva Yadin and Yehuda are two different regions, he's telling us seemingly that there's going to be some degree of overlap. And if you're able to find food in the Shvela Sadarum, you're going to be allowed to eat food in the Shvela of Lud, even though the Eva Yadin is a different region. And then, next part, Ushvelas Lud Keshvelas Hadarim, Vehahar Shalok Kehar Melech. And it's now Niskahar Melech. If you can find food in the mountain, in the har part, if you can find food in the Eved HaYarden in the mountain, you're allowed to eat. If you can find it in the Har HaMelech, Har HaMelech is in Yehuda. Har HaMelech is in Yehuda. You see, it's down here in Yehuda. If you can find food in Har HaMelech, you're allowed to eat in the mountain section of Eved HaYarden. Okay, there's overlap. Then we talk about the last part of the base, Choroin, the Ad Hayam, and from the region of the base, Choroin until the Yam, until the Mediterranean, we consider it to be all Hayam Medin Achas. Is that clear?
Yep.
Let's do it again.
One more time.
What? No? You got a chlorokite?
Yeah.
Okay, now we go to Mishnah Gimel. V'lama, Mishnah Gimel, so that's why we say there are going to be two different degrees in the lands. So you can eat each one you're allowed to eat at Sheikhla until it's disposed of the food.
Why the three actors?
What's the significance of dividing Eretz into three different lands? Why do we say three lands? In each one of these lands you can eat food in your refrigerator until it's consumed, it disappears. So Achron Shabbat, the slowest growing land. In each region, look.
Yes, brown.
In the Galil, yeah. Right? Let's say in the Gal, and let's say you live over here, and over here you live in the upper part of the Gal Tachta, and in this part over here, there's nothing in the fields. As far as you can see, there's no food left in the fields. So has the Zman Bior arrived? Am I allowed to keep their food in my refrigerator? Well, even if the very, very bottom, somewhere in the remote, extreme section of the Gola Tachton, you can find food in the field. That food that you can find in the field in the Gola Tachton will allow you to eat your food in the refrigerator, even though in your vicinity there is no food to be found.
Fine.
Okay. Let's see over here the Rav.
How about the other ones?
Same exact thing. That's exactly why there are nine parts.
I'm saying. Let's say they were stuck in here.
No.
Would that affect? No, it does not.
Since we said the Yehudah, since the Shalosh Arotzos B'cholachas Harei Kan Tesh Arotzos, L'mayichos Sa'amu Shalosh Arotzos L'bi'ur V'sulo She'oichlem B'Yehuda Ad She'ichle Ha'achorin Shabash. Oh, no, I told you my mistake. She'oichlem B'Yehuda Yehuda Ad She'ichle Ha'achorin Shabash Shalosh Arotzos Seho B'chem B'Gvul B'chem B'Gvul B'chem B'Hayagin. The Aval ain't Eichlem be Yehuda al Yidei Oysim Shebegolil, Volo Begolil al Yidei Oysim Shebehuda.
That's what you said.
No, now what I said. I told you that in each one of the nine you have to have. I told you that in each one of the nine you have to be able to find food in the part. It's not so. All it means over here is that. It's not. All it means the bigger Kiddush. You're allowed to eat in the Gol HaElyon even if you can find only the Emek. You can eat in the Emek even if you only can find the Gol HaTachtayim. Okay, in Yehuda, you can eat any part of Yehuda as long as you can find somewhere else
that's
in that region.
That's what you said, no?
What? No.
Okay.
I told you each one of those three, that's what the Rav is saying, and I like that. Rabbi was saying, "Lomar b'shloshes b'shloshes b'chol nechal harav yekan tishu arvos." It's lomar hol tzmatzam b'shloshes. It's labir v'sulai. The answer is sheyu oichlim yulana eat the Yehuda at sheyichle ha'achon shavu shalosh arvotzes. V'chein b'galil v'chein b'hayarden. Aval ein oichlim b'Yehuda ayde oisim shabegalil v'lo begalil ayde yosim shabeYehuda.
The gemiyuri the ein.
You can't go from one of the one region to the next region. The ein chayyeh shabi Yehuda misrachekes latzeis miyuda, because the animals don't cross the boundaries. The animals do not cross the border.
Okay.
They're like the immigrants.
Right.
They don't cross the border. The ein chayyeh shabi Yehuda misrachekes latzeis miyuda legalil. When migalil Yehuda avol yoytzehu migalil, but they go out migalil legalil. They go out migalil legalil migalil Yehuda. They do go out from one. They go out from one region to the next region. So vayita. So loy amru ella lama amru shoshavos lachiy goichlim b'cholach tzachas al sheich lachachan shavar. Rabbi says loy amru shoshavos ella b'Yehuda. He disagrees. This concept is of three is only in Yehuda. Ushar kol harotzeis kahar hamelach. Now what does that mean? Rabbi says ushar kol harotzeis kahar hamelach. Ushar kol harotzeis shav eretz yishol oichlim al yidei haperos hanim tzoim b'har hamelach. The only thing when they serve here, there are three regions only in Yehuda. In Yehuda, there are three regions. But everywhere else in the ritual, all depends on Har HaMelech. All depends on Har HaMelech. That's what it depends on. That's his chiddush, very chiddush. B'shor kol haratos kar HaMelech, shor kol haratos shav eretz yishol uchlim al yidei haperos shanim tzoyis b'har HaMelech. V'hu hoya rav haperos, it was an abundance of peros. The achron mikol shor haratos shav eretz yishol, it was the last eretz yishol.
Dissipate.
To Achron Shemim Kol Shor Arata Shemar Dishol. What? Okay. So the Amu Shor was all Yehuda, and the Shor was all Bahar Melech. And Bchol Arata is Kachas, and all the lands are one. La Zay Sim Velat Timar and Mulzam. And Bchol Arata Shagas Lidin Lavam. Bchol Arata Shemar to Yisrael. All of the lands of Eretz Yisrael. Ichlim Zay Sim. Alims utmarim al yidei eretz ayidei eretz achash shelo kol luba hazeis matmarim lechayim nasade bein shatiya eretz ahi b'Yehuda abu hayadin abu galul bein halacha shav shemin. Rabbi Shimon says when it comes to these two fruits, when it comes to zeis matmarim, the whole eretz Yisrael is considered to be one. He completely disagrees with everything that we've learned. He holds this no such thing as three in Galil, three in Hayadin. The only time we say there are three different regions is only when it comes to Yehuda. In Yehuda, there are three different regions. I don't understand, what's the purpose of three different regions then? What's the purpose then? I'm not exactly. The only time we say there are three different regions in Yehuda, but everywhere else in the entire area to show that the Zman Bir depends on Har HaMelech. It depends. And when it comes to olives, Zaysim, and Tumarim, that anywhere in the whole area to show. If there's somewhere in Eretz Yisrael where there are still Zaysim, Vanov available, then you can. Then the Zman Bir has not arrived anywhere in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. V'lama amru shalosh aratzes. Why did we learn in the Mishnah there are three different lands? Yeah, why? Once we say that we're dividing into three different parts, v'shalosh shalosh alcholachas. What does that mean? Shalosh aratzes. Is divided into three different parts. Lama b'chol v'sholosh aratzes b'chol achas harikante sharatzes lama ha'umahel samru sholosh aratzes l'biyur. Alright, so when it says really they're each part, that's two different parts, just giving us a description. It's just telling us the Metzias. But when it comes to the Zman of Bior, each one of the three lands is independent. V'lama amru shalosh aratzes. And why do we make mention that there are three different lands? There is the Galil, there is Eir HaYarden, and there is the Galil, Eir HaYarden, and then there is the Yehuda. You look like, why? Sheyu oichlen b'chol achas v'achas ad sheyich lecho achroin shabah. You're allowed to eat You're allowed to eat in each one of them, chol achas v'achas, ad sheyichle ha'achron shaba, until, as long as there's food left over somewhere in one of these three fields. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Amer loy amru shalosh ha'rotzos, ela b'Yehuda. They only said shalosh ha'rotzos, ela b'Yehuda. I don't really understand that. Loy amru shalosh aratzos el b'Yehuda. Hey. Shimon Polo Yathana Kamba, this Fulu, here he explains. Rabbi Shimon. What?
He's explaining why Shalosh Aratzos.
Rabbi Shimon Polo Yathana Kamba, this Fulu, the Ain, the Din, Shalosh Aratzos, and Yehuda, the Vayadin, the Agolil. Alright, I gotta stop.